Hi, everybody. We are here at the radio. It's very late here because we are calling Mandacchini, who's one of the leaders of Hackers for Autoville. Hi, Mandacchini.
Hi there. Hello from France.
Thanks, Mandacchini, to be in touch with us. Can I ask you what is Hackers for Autoville and why is so important for Autoville?
Well, you, as everybody knows, in the beginning, the mother said all the lands can be bought and must be bought. She asked everybody if they could help. And then Orville went through several cycles of buying and not buying for lots of reasons. When I got involved, it was in 2013, when I saw the articles in Orville Today about several developments that were happening on Orville designated land that were being bought by other people for non-Orville activities and creations within the master plan area. And at that time, Dr. Singh had said, the city can't be built if this continues. We have to get the land. At that point, we had a major focus for the city hub around the Matra Mandir. And myself at that point, I was the fundraising person for Orville International France. And we had issued the first fundraising calls for farewell facilities and for Sante, and with AVI USA, did a great action called Build It Now to finish the Sante building. So when I read the articles in Orville Today, it seemed to me that this was a very important thing for us to get involved in. And so with the AVI France board, we had a lot of discussions about how we could create awareness, how we could create energy. And we coordinated with Ariadeep in Orville, Lands for Orville Unified, who has been really the person working for decades at this point for the land, never giving up. And then I got involved with the AVI International Board, and all the AVI centers gave their go-ahead. Yes, we want to support this as a very important action for Orville, because it's impossible for Orville to have its physical integrity if big chunks of the land are going for other reasons for other people. Even if some people feel close to Orville, the purpose of Orville is to build human unity. And this land, the master plan land, was designated at Orville's origin as something dedicated for human unity, hosted by the government of India for humanity of the future. So this, but at the time, I think that people looked around and saw that Orville had progressed so much. There were so many wonderful things happening that had happened that people didn't really quite recognize the importance of the fact that not all the land has been secured yet. And in the years since we started the campaign, it's now we've launched our sixth year on August 15th, this past August 15th, facts have shown that the need for the land is increasingly urgent, more with every year, because with every year, Orville's success has led to the increase of value of its land, the growth of the Pondi region. So for all of these reasons, the land has to be purchased, and it has to be purchased now. And Acres for Orville has really, I think, created a growing sense of awareness and a growing sense of unity. And just one last thing on this point, which is that we've been guided by the mother's quote, "A harmonious collective aspiration can change the course of circumstances." And so I've always believed, and Ariadeep too, and Sigrid, who has worked with us from the beginning too, is that if we get the energy level up to a significant level from all sides, everybody united about the absolute importance of this for Orville's future, then circumstances will in fact change. They're beginning to change now, but certainly not enough, because there's still a substantial amount of land missing, about 8% in the city area and about 65 or 68% in the Greenbelt, with, of course, its essential resources for water harvesting, for food, and for continuing to be a leader in the bioregion for all the green work that the Earth certainly needs, and Orville has been an early leader with.
Yes, thank you. You told us a lot of things. I don't know
I'm
if
passionate
it's,
about it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the right word, but there is a big exploitation of lands around Orville right now.
Right.
That's one of the maybe one of the most important things that motivate Acres for Orville.
Yes.
Because a lot of people is it's building strange things and commercial activities all around Orville, right?
Yes, a lot of commercial activities. And some people perhaps feel that they're contributing to Orville in a kind of an annex way. But the fact of the matter is, for Orville to be what it's supposed to be, the land has to be consolidated and the land has to be consecrated to the ideal that Orville was created for. So there's the time of people doing this and that. We really all have to be united. What is the purpose of Orville? And for the people who live in the villages around Orville, I think that everybody can agree that Orville has brought a wonderful energy, plus very significant benefits in terms of school, healthcare, ecology, and just this wonderful friendship that grows generation after generation between the people who were originally born on Tamil land and the people who have come. The mother said that the Tamil people are the first Orvillians. And so everybody else has come to build together, to build together. And this is now, we just did an article in our newsletter, the first part of the article on Orville babies and the midwives. And we did a wonderful article on Hilda, who's been delivering babies for about 40 years in Orville. So she's now delivering babies to the babies she delivered. Orville is now at least in its third generation. So it is here to stay. It is building something wonderful. It is a focus of energy and a focus of pride for India and for everybody who's involved. Of course, it's an experiment, and in every experiment, there sometimes people make mistakes. But the fact of the matter is now it's 51 years of this wonderful, wonderful creation that doesn't exist anywhere else. I'm a 68 person. I was at Woodstock. And I could say that all of the hopes for spiritual human unity cities have really become reduced to very small semi-actions. The city that continues to grow, continues to inspire, is Orville. And I think everybody who's participated, devoting their lives or giving their energy like me, can really be proud that we've made something that's sustainable in every way you can imagine. But the real sustainability is going to be with consolidating the land that was designated for Orville and for collaborating with everybody to create a real center of human unity for the future.
Yeah. Another thing I would like to know is what you have achieved in terms of donors, land, and awareness in this time.
Well, we have over 1,000 donors. Most of them are repeat donors. Many people give monthly. There are some people who have the resources to give extremely generously. There are some people who are looking at maybe the final years of their lives, and they little by little are divesting the money they have to give for the mother's dream. There are other people like me, for example, and other people I know who give whatever they can. There are some people, for example, somebody in France who has no money, and yet he continues to give for the land. So in terms of awareness, we've reached a lot of people. We have quarterly newsletters, and which are very, very rich. We have our annual New Year's card, which will be out and around in Oroville in about 10 days now. Wonderful New Year's card with artwork by Emanuele and created by Aravinda with Arideep and myself and Jasmine. And last year it was Isabel, and we thank her too. And in terms of land purchase, as we just reported in the December Oroville Today article that just came out, land donations have funded 52 acres and 59 plots in the past 5 years. And the article is very, very rich because it describes what has been done on these new plots by the land stewards now that they have space to do these things, space they didn't have before the plots were purchased. So, for example, the stewards have built new youth housing at CREA because there's a tremendous need for housing, and particularly for Oroville young people. There's the new water treatment and water recycling system for many communities in the city area that's been bought on new plots. It's been built on new plots. There's, of course, a farmland that was bought in Irumbi, a lot of greenbelt plots. In fact, we started, Acres for Oroville started by fundraising for the first year and second year for just for the city. But now for the past 4 years, we've been fundraising for the entire master plan area. And in fact, the majority of the plots that have been bought with A4A funds are in the Greenbelt. So we're extremely happy to know that there's new farmland in Irumbi, for example, and there's been intensive tree planting in the Greenbelt at Pachandikulam, at Revelation, at the northern forest of Oroville, that 8-plot stewarded area. So all of these things are real, practical, concrete results based on the solidarity that has come, that has enabled the purchase of these plots. There was also consolidation in the Machimandir area and near the Solar Kitchen, very, very critical areas. The land board now is hard at work at using our money to in the best way and in the best strategic way, according to the possibilities that exist. So it's very important for everybody to continue donating so the land board can negotiate in full confidence that the funds are there to buy these plots. And this is all extremely, extremely significant, and all of this great progress has been based on donations, based on solidarity. Now, we also have a very, very beautiful website, land.oroville. And our news section is really a wonderful compilation of land news and also the actions of pioneers and newcomers to build Oroville. And we now have a Facebook page. And one of our really great collective achievements has been the Art for Land exhibition and land fundraiser. We're about to kick off the fifth one starting on January 11th. At the Unity Pavilion and going on until Mother's Birthday on February 21st. And this year we're extremely honored to have the presence of Lieutenant Governor Dr. Kiran Bedi, Lieutenant Governor of Pondicherry, who will inaugurate Art for Land 2020. Art for Land is a really wonderful action of beauty and solidarity. Almost 100 artists have donated their works to bring in land donations. And we have a beautiful website which people can see the works, learn about the artists, and also reserve a work online. The website is artforland.in. And I invite everybody to take a look. For information, also take a visit over to Unity Pavilion, and they can give you many more details about the specifics. And so it's what Jaya has called, I think, in a very beautiful expression, which is a cycle of flowing generosity. Everybody is generous. Everybody is generous for the same purpose. And Art for Land, in the 7 weeks that it's going to operate, is going to have many, many wonderful activities with concerts by Nautica, for example, and Gordon and Holger, and Loretta's talks and dance performances, the Generosity Fair on February 16th, and Odissi dance performance and world folk dance from people who come from New York every year. Wonderful, wonderful things. And one of the great things about Art for Land this year is that it really has expanded. There are some new artists who are sending their works from Lucknow and from Delhi and from Bombay. And in Pondicherry, several of the Pondi galleries are also collaborating by having an annex associated exhibition for land fundraising for Oroville. So that's Orodon Gallery, and very wonderfully, Promenade has agreed to use their exhibition hall for this. So, and also there are some artists who are making wonderful donations. For example, Christelle is having her own exhibition, but she said that all of the proceeds she's going to donate for the land. So more and more we see this energy of everybody coming together and saying, yes, I can do something. I can do something big, I can do something little, but I can participate in growing this energy for the land. And another very, very exciting thing that just happened this week is that the marathon has agreed, the marathon team has put a button on the marathon website, which is Run for the Land. Now, people can ask their friends, co-workers, to sponsor them for every kilometer. They can give a certain amount, whatever it is. And these people will then give the money to Acres for Oroville for land purchase. For Indian donors, there are a lot of tax exemption possibilities, starting with 500 rupees. And so it's just really a wonderful sense of, yes, it's growing. Yes, it's growing. Everybody's recognizing the importance. We can't avoid it anymore. We can't only look at all the wonderful things Oroville has built, but also the fact that it has to become consolidated in order to be secured for the future.
Yeah, they're all good news.
Yeah, I would say.
But I think that it's important the continuing of support from everybody, even from Oroville units too. That you say it's the solidarity and contribution from Oroville units are growing.
More and more Oroville units are collaborating with us, including AVIs. The AVIs over the years have held fundraising events. And for the 50th, Vikas, an old friend of Oroville, and AVI UK created a book called 50 Poems from Oroville. And the proceeds from this book go to Acres for Oroville. And I understand there'll be 50 Poems from Oroville Part 2, which is a beautiful, personal, intimate telling of people's experiences as they built Oroville over the years. 50 poems in 50 years. Also, for the 50th, Maroma Candles donated the proceeds from their 50th candle for Acres for Oroville. Just in the month of September, there was the Joy Healing Festival, where all of the healing practitioners donated their proceeds for the land. There was Uma's group, and they had a big sale. Upasana had a big sale, and they gave a substantial amount for the land. And in the past, the Marathon Market units have donated. There's money coming in from the Hundi at the Visitor Center. But again, as exciting as all of this is and encouraging, the fact of the matter is that there's still a very large amount of land that's missing and a very large amount of money that requires. So I don't want to be too jubilant. I'm jubilant about the increasing awareness and energy and the really excellent results that we've gotten from the AVIs, from so many people in Oroville who've contributed in one way or another to everything we've done with the website. There's been Satish and Slava and Anatoly and Aliena. And for example, one thing that's very, very important is that we review the accounts. This was part of my promise to the AVIs, which is that I would check the accounts monthly, make sure that all the donations came, and that the only reason why the donations would go out would be for an authorized land purchase as approved by the land board and the FAMC. And so we have the wonderful cooperation of Guna and Kumar, plus Ratanam and Otto at Financial Services. And then we have a really great team, Aryadeep and me, Sigrid, Jyoti, who is our secretary, who has really worked as a partner with us. She's not just a secretary, she's a co-creator. Now there's Nadia replacing her during her maternity leave. There's Joel, who has joined us. And then for the New Year's card, there's Aravinda and Jasmine, as I already said. Then, of course, there's the land board and the land board team, Anjali and Cleo, and everybody who works for the land board who cooperates with us and helps us and who we support through our actions.
Okay, thank you very much, Mandakini. I think you said a lot of things and we have to think about it.
Yes, and I hope everybody will come to Art for Land. Everybody will think of making a donation. Just one last thing. Last year, Jaya made a very beautiful call, which was repeated this year by Aryadeep and by Renu, which is if you're an Orovillian, everybody understands you're not rolling in money. But everybody could still give a little something. And more this action has grown where Orovillians themselves donate what they can. But what they donate is not only money, it's energy and solidarity. So we're very happy about that. May that continue. And on our side with the AVIs and all the friends around the world, we're keeping up the energy.
Okay, Mandakini, we'll see you back here in a while.
Don't know when, but I'm there in every possible way except for my physical body with you all. Every day working. Thank you. Thank you so much, Stefano, for everything you contribute and help. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you too. Okay. See you soon.
Yeah, soon, I hope.